As for child rights and human rights, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here with us. I know that this is a particularly special time for your country. I hope that the hope isn't lost. I hope that it accompanies you along the path that you've set out for yourselves as you move forward. I have a couple of follow-up questions. We've already talked a lot about Hogar Seguro, but I'd like to come back to the example of this, because for me, it really summarizes the one is emblematic of the way the Guatemalan state has treated children, in particular girls. We mustn't lose sight of the fact that in Hogar Seguro, it was girls who were affected. And these girls talked about things they weren't believed. They died in that fire. And these girls still today are awaiting justice. So given that there are people here from the judiciary, I would really like to ask you, 7 years, is that a suitably appropriate time for access to justice for girls who were victims? Why is the justice system taking so long in giving justice, reparations, truth, and guarantees of non-reparation to the victims? Particularly, I would have liked to have had representatives from the Public Prosecutor's Office here, because I don't forget the fact that a representative of the Public Prosecutor's Office dared to accuse the girls of being responsible for that fire. The children's time frame is not the same as the institution's time frame. Please speed up in giving justice to the victims of Hogar Seguro. Law 5285, according to the information that we have, why is that blocked in Parliament? It would seem that there's no interest from any political group in moving it forward, and I'd really like to understand why that is. Do you have a bill on immunization? It would seem that with that bill, immunization would become a right for children. It would be a universal free right for children. Can you give us more information on that and as to whether in the near future that'll be adopted? The trafficking law. I'm concerned on the trafficking law, particularly because of an interpretation made of it, made by it in terms of children with mothers who are incarcerated. This trafficking law doesn't place the children at the heart of the child's rights-based approach. It is security-focused. Please, can I ask you to revise that law? It cannot be that the trafficking law prevents children from continuing to have a relationship with their mothers who have been deprived of their liberty. Lastly, I'd like to know, in 2020, I visited Guatemala and I got to know about the protocol from a judge for children with incarcerated members of their families. This protocol was a special protection measure from 2020. Is that protocol being applied at all anywhere? What can you tell us about that? That's all for now, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pedinera. Madam Susana Ho, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My thanks to the delegation. I'd like just to come back to issues of health.